Well, good evening and welcome to Crosswalk Talk Radio. This is Carlotta Waldman. We have a special night tonight. We have a new guest. But before I share that, let me just say that our guest, our host, our partner, our sponsor is always the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High. That's who we're talking about. We want to share true stories with you of what God is doing today. Not just what He used to do, not what He might do, but what He is doing through us. Amen. We believe that you and we can have Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High, in us full strength, in full power, doing just what He used to do and will do forever. And we just want to make it more real to you and help you to know how to operate in faith in Him, how you can own what he's already given you, how you can enjoy what He's already promised you, and how you can pray in confidence and power is what we're talking about tonight, because you know that you're hearing God and He is telling you what to pray. Therefore, you know it's going to be answered. Tonight we have a special guest that I have been enjoying developing a friendship with recently. This is Joy Cate joining us. She is not only the head of the Pittsburgh House of Prayer, she's going to be sharing true stories about the power of prayer, and she's a worship leader and head of, the Pittsburgh House of Prayer, and she has a CD entitled Joy in Your Presence, and she's also host of a local television program, Jesus Lover, Lovesick Pride. So, Joy, we're so happy to have you with us tonight.
Thank you so much, Carlotta. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
We are really enjoying praying together recently. We've been sharing our visions, and she came over and even helped me do some prayer walking in our neighborhood and regarding our vision of having a building to set up a healing center in this area and for the world. Amen. And Joy, tell us just a little bit about how you got started. What is your testimony? How did you come to be where you are now?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to share what God's done in my life. I had been raised in a Catholic background in a home with an alcoholic father and a mother with some issues emotionally, and so it was a difficult home. But I've had some experiences with the Lord, and the most pertinent being when I was 21, I was seeking the Lord about actually quitting smoking, and I was doing some fasting and praying and just asked Him if He was really real, if He would help me with this issue. And it was the first time I recall really hearing the voice of God in my belly, and He spoke to me to throw the cigarettes away, and I instantly received deliverance from a 5-year habit, 2 packs
Whoa.
A day. And I knew that, number one, Jesus was real. Number two, that He really loved me and cared about me. And from that time on, it just drew my heart to His. And I began on an amazing adventure with Jesus. Was an addict of His word and His presence, got filled with the Holy Spirit, and just really began an adventure of as a lovesick worshiper, I'd have to say, through recognizing that He loved me and cared about me personally.
Amen. 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 Well, tell us more about receiving God's love. How did He transition into that to be able to really understand how much He loved you?
Well, I was in a meeting once in Pittsburgh, a little place called Soldiers and Sailors Hall, and I remember an evangelist being there. I was just a young girl then, and he pointed his big old finger out at the crowd, and I swear he was pointing just right at me, and he shouted, "God's not mad at you."
Aww.
And it struck me because I had always thought that I needed to be perfect in order to earn a love and approval. And the Lord was showing me when I come to Him, I come to Him in a posture of He's my Abba, He's my daddy, and He loves me. And shortly after getting saved, I attended a women's weekend at a church. It was a women's discovery weekend. And one day they told us to go into the chapel and ask the Holy Spirit to lead us in His word in just a quiet, prayerful atmosphere. So I began to open up my Bible, and God showed me verse after verse after verse stating that I love you with an unconditional love. My love for you will never change. And just over and over just reassured me in the Word that His love for me was not based on my behavior or any works that I could do, but just by the fact that He was my Father and He loved me. My full name growing up was Joyce, but when the Lord Jesus saved me, He gave me a new name, and He said, your new name is Joy, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Mm-hmm.
And so He just began to do things like this, speaking to me, showing me things in the Word, and even using other Christians to assure me of His unconditional love in my life.
Amen. Amen. And then were you healed and set free or delivered, or what did God do?
You know, at that time, Carlotta, I was attending a little small Catholic church, and I remember every day after that supernatural experience with the deliverance from smoking, I would stop at church every single day on the way home from work, and there was no one there. It was just me and the Lord, and God met me there every day, and it was as if He was bringing me back to my remembrance all of these things that had happened to me. I had gone through some sexual abuse and some emotional trauma, some abandonment issues. And God took me back, and I always like to say we forgive one memory at a time, because
mm-hmm.
the Lord, sitting in that little Catholic church each day, showed me Himself coming into each of those traumatic experiences and healing my heart, and He asked me to forgive. And as I saw these memories appear before my heart each day in that prayer time, I just release forgiveness and ask God to forgive me. And through that, He brought a lot of healing to my life and really helped me to clean all those accounts up in my heart, you know, because He doesn't want anything to stand between us and Him. And so He really used that time of meeting with Him daily to bring a lot of healing to my life.
Amen. So were you just jumping right into the supernatural experiences with God, or how did that go?
No, I'd say that took a little bit more time. I did get filled with the Holy Spirit and began to pray more and more and began to feel a burden. I can remember being in prayer, and God would just show me almost like a giant movie screen across my head. I would see names of people or faces, and He would just begin to show me things or people, you know, to pray about. And but I instantly had a strong desire to tell everyone I knew about Jesus and how wonderful He was. And, you know, at times there was a little fear there. You know, you don't want to be rejected. You don't want people to think you're a kook. But it's like when you have this ice cream cone and it's so good, and you just want to say to everyone you know, please taste, just taste and see, you know, that the Lord is good.
Amen.
And He just began to meet me in that place, and so it was an encouraging start. But it did take a while, though, I think, for me to fully move in the supernatural.
Well, how did Jesus help you? Any other ways, or keep going?
Well, there's so many times when I felt His love and His presence. I would have to say one time I remember being asleep in the middle of the night, and I would never wake up at night. But this one particular time I woke up, you know, just went from sleep to instantly awake. And you know how when a father comes in the room at night to check on his babies or maybe kiss
mm-hmm.
them, I sensed the presence of the Father just come right into my room. And I knew it was just a holy moment. I didn't see anything, but I just just knew he was there. I can't really explain it. My spirit was aware of his presence, and I felt a physical kiss on my forehead.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I'll never forget that. That was such a supernatural thing to me at the time, to realize not only was he with me, and I could sense it in the spirit, but I could even sense it in my natural man, his presence. That was one of the first supernatural things that I ever experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many others, but it's just exciting. You know, we don't seek supernatural experiences per se. We just seek Jesus. But when he shows up in a situation like that, it's so wonderful. It just leaves you wanting more and more.
Amen. That's what's so powerful about the word of our testimony is that, you know, you don't have to justify it. You don't have to prove it to anybody. They can tell it's all over you. I have seen the Lord, you know. Same thing happened to me when I was seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I just saw Jesus standing in the corner of my hotel room. He says, as you've been saved by faith, now walk by faith. And boy, he didn't have to tell me twice. I was like, oh, man, a personal visitation for him to tell me it's a walk by faith. Well, how did you get started thinking about a house of prayer here in this area?
Well, I have always been a worshiper. Even as a young Catholic girl, I loved to sing in church. In fact, one of our funny family memories is that I actually fainted one day in church while singing to the Lord. And, of course, my mother panicked thinking, you know, I was dead or something. But I just always had a heart to worship and love God. And I felt that our worship and prayer times in church were just not enough, that he was calling me to something deeper and deeper. And I began to seek him, and there was a little small church that I was leading worship at, and one day we had had a night of praise and worship, just all praise and worship, and I met a woman who actually had a similar heart by the name of Marcia Rhodes, and she's with a prophetic prayer group, Voice of the Bride, and she began to share her vision for God to restore the Tabernacle of David, the Tabernacle of David being the place where there was perpetual prayer and worship night and day.
Right.
And I started to learn a little more about what that meant, and she began to invite me out to some of their meetings where there was no audience. We just met with God in a house, and we just worshiped and just gave him pleasure with our praise and our worship. And he began to move in a mighty way. And he began to speak with me about night and day prayer in Pittsburgh. Of course, I'm skipping through a lot of other things. But when he first said night and day, when he said 24-hour prayer, I really didn't know exactly what he meant, but after a while it came into focus, you know, that the Father gives us pleasure. It says in Isaiah 56, he'll make us joyful in his house of prayer. And, you know, Mike Bickle in the syllabus for the Kansas City House of Prayer, which, by the way, has been going on 24/7 for 11 years now, mm-hmm. just in prayer and worship. He says that unless night and day prayer is enjoyable, it will never be sustainable. And what we found was we'd get together for prayer and worship, and it's the harp and bowl motto out of Revelation 4 and 5. You know, it's entering into that beauty realm of the Lord, where, speaking of spiritual experiences, as we press into that worship, many times we catch a glimpse of Jesus as we're worshiping him. It's as if we're really right around the throne with him. And he just began to give us such joy and pleasure in his presence that we didn't want to leave. And our few hours of praise and worship and prayer would turn into sometimes 8-hour sessions, and then we'd have 24-hour sessions, and, you know, we've even had a few 5-day sessions. And God began to put it in our heart, and he showed us in our spirits as we would come together that, like a net, over our area, that he was wanting to connect us together with other streams of prayer and other houses of prayer where people like us were just lovesick worshipers and longing for more of him. And that's exactly what the Father did. I'm in the state of Pennsylvania, and we're a part of the Pennsylvania statewide houses of prayer. There's six or seven of them at least that we know of that we are bound together with, and we come together with them every few months in one of our locations, and it covers pretty much the whole state. Now, Pennsylvania is called the Keystone State, and it's in northeastern United States. And I say that because I know we're on, you know, with the entire world, so just to clarify. But God right. said Pennsylvania is a keystone state, and that he was going to use our state to light a fire, you know, throughout the Northeast and the Midwest, and to actually bring a great awakening. So we began to see a larger purpose, you know, that we weren't just bringing pleasure to the heart of God through our worship, as if that in itself would not be enough, but that we were actually, God says we're building a ladder to the open heaven so that the angels are coming up and down, ascending and descending, and God is actually answering our prayers and bringing signs and wonders of his glory for the next great awakening that's about to happen in our country, mm-hmm. even in mm-hmm. our world.
You know, I think a lot of our listeners, Joy, are wondering what you do when you pray for hours, because maybe they're kind of new to Crosswalk Talk Radio and they've heard us do prophetic prayer ministry or prophetic ministry to individuals, but they have no idea. How would a person know what to pray? Do you just pray your prayer list over and over? Are you hearing from God what to pray? And, you know, they don't know what decrees and, you know, prayer walking is, and also, do you want to just list some of the things, the different types of prayer that are born out of this ministry?
Oh, amen. Gosh, where do I begin? At times I've said, Lord, I sometimes wish I could just be a monk and go live in a cave, because it's just endless, the things I want to say to you, the things I want to ask you for. But we did receive some scriptures and some decrees from the Kansas City House of Prayer, which we are affiliated with, and, you know, making decrees. Basically, what God is saying is he's waiting for someone to say what he says so that he can do what he wants to do.
Amen.
You know, it says in the Word, I'm just looking for someone to stand in the gap. If I could just find someone who could stand in the gap, I could do so many great things. And it's as if God's saying, I'm looking for agents in the earth, because I've given you the keys. And so you have the freedom to, you know, forbid or permit. And mm-hmm. so we've just taken that authority that God's given us. And first of all, decreeing that Jesus Christ reigns forever and ever. That's the main decree, that, you know, there's no name higher than his name. And, you know, we agree with the Word of God that, you know, he is Lord God Almighty. He's just and true. He's the King of all kings. And so we just decree, we say what he says. For instance, Pastor Bill Johnson said, you know, if God's waiting for us to say what he says so he can do what he wants to do, then I want to say things like Habakkuk 2:14, Lord, the time will come when the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the entire earth. You know, so we make decrees like that, you know, that the glory of the Lord is covering the earth as the waters over the sea. You know, the Bible commands us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for we decree peace over Jerusalem and peace over her borders. We pray for our president, for all that are in authority over us, for leaders in our hometown, in our city, in our state, in our country, and even the world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we think locally and we think globally, and really everything in between is what we pray, because we know the Bible says the heart of the king is in the Lord's hand and he turns it. But again, he's looking for someone to stand in the gap because the Bible says he does not do anything, you know, but that he doesn't first tell his people and his prophets. So
Amen.
In the sense, we're forerunners in the spirit. We speak it. See, nothing happens in the world unless it's first spoken. And we're the only creatures that are like God that we can speak. You know, parrots speak, but they're just parroting, you know. But we can speak, and we're made in the image of our Father. So when we speak, we create things. You know, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so he is. And, you know, it says, we decree a thing and it shall happen. So like God, we speak what is on his heart. When first we worship and ask him what's on his heart, and then we speak that, and then he comes and does it. And it's just so exciting to watch things happen. Many times, you know, the intercessors and the worshipers, you know, we are the watchmen on the walls, and we're in the front row, you know, of the battle, you know. And as we many times speak things that the heart of God shows us, it's a wonderful thing then to go into a church service and then hear your pastor speaking on the very thing that
right.
you've been crying out to God for. It's so exciting to watch God work through the ranks, just like a great army.
And it's exciting for ministers to hear us declare and decree. I have to share just for a moment, Joy, when we were with a Jewish rabbi this week, and we just wanted to make some declarations about how, you know, the United States has always been an ally of Israel, and Israel always an ally of United States, and how we declared over our leaders that they'd have open spiritual eyes and ears and have the sense to know how to continue to bless Israel, etc. And the rabbi's looking all around, and he's saying, "Where are you reading that? Where are you reading that?" And you know, we have such a special privilege in that we can hear God telling us what to decree and what to pray, and then we have confidence to know that our prayers are answered, whatever we ask, because we are praying His will. And it's just such an awesome thing to know exactly what God wants and be able to pray His heart and have that unity and that intimacy with Him.
It really is, and it's so exciting to know, oh my gosh, I can partner with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. You know, the Bible says in Malachi, God creates a book of all of our thoughts and all of our meditations. And, you know, every time we think of Him, He's like the ultimate papa. He writes it in a book, you know. And I said, God, there are some days I probably wish that I could take a page out or two. But to think we can partner with God, and like it says, you know, Abraham walked and talked with God, and to really find out what's on the heart of God. God is not up there trying to hide His will from us. You know, in Proverbs it says, wisdom cries out on the streets, "Here I am, here I am. Will anyone listen? Will anyone hear what I have to say?" You know, because the wisdom of God leads to life and long life and riches. And so we just love to kind of, you know, sit with our head on His breast and hear what He's saying. One of the biggest things that God has been speaking to me as an intercessor the last few years is about restoration. And
right.
in Psalm 126, He talks about, you know, restoring our fortunes, restoring the things that were stolen, restoring our children who have gone astray, you know, restoring marriages, restoring all that the enemy's stolen. And so that's one of the big prayers that we pray. We also pray for, you know, the seven mountains, business, government, media, the arts, education, family, faith or religion. So we focus on that. And we also, one of my very favorite scriptures is in Ephesians 1, 17 to 19. And I frequently pray that personally for people when I pray for individuals, you know, that they would first of all have a revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, you know, intimate knowledge of Him, and then that they would know, you know, the hope that they have, the inheritance that they have, and the power that God wants to make available, which is always according to, you know, how much we let Him work in us. But
Amen.
That's one of my favorite scriptures to pray.
Well, and I want all of our listeners to know that you can find related articles about all of these things, whether it's prophetic, whether it's about prayer, whether it's about restoration prayer ministry, at our website at www.cwlinc.com. There's a little search box there, and you can just type in what it is that you need to know more about. And between the 300 articles on Crosswalk Life and 200 more with audios and videos on Now Faith TV, you're likely to find something that will minister to your spirit and restore your soul. I want to encourage people that they can call in tonight. We'll be taking callers in about 15 minutes. And that number is 917-388-4683. If you want to also listen by phone, or if you have a friend that doesn't have a computer, you'd like them to be able to hear the program tonight on praying and hearing God's voice, how to pray and prophetic prayer, then they can call in at 917-388-4683. If they'd like to receive ministry, or like to share a prayer request, then they push the number 1, and then that lets us know that they want to be called on as well. Well, Joy, just a couple more things. What about Joy Ministries now? How did that get started, and is that about prayer or worship, or what is that?
Well, Joy Ministries started really upon my salvation back in 1981, which was actually 30 years ago. It's hard to believe. When I began to just use my vocal talent that the Lord had blessed me with in order to sing for His glory. And I did go back to school, and I did obtain a degree in music with an emphasis on voice. And I have a CD out, and I call it bridal music, and we'll go into a church or a women's group or Women's Aglow or Full Gospel Businessmen and just do some singing ministry with a CD or, you know, play, lead worship. And then God's given me a gift of a little bit of a teaching, anointing, so I'll share what God put on my heart there. And then we'll offer prayer. The Lord has given me a gift of laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover. So we'll really offer as much as the pastor will allow us. We'll stay within, you know, his framework of what's permissible, and after all, he's the shepherd over that church.
Right.
So we go in and just share, and you know, God's heart is just reconciliation with his people. And, you know, I find that there are so many Christians, so many of us who are broken and needing healing. And so we find a lot of what we're ministering is emotional healing. I think also because of the, you know, my past and the things that God's brought me out of, that just opens the door for me to minister that healing to others. So that's what we do. And I have a CD out, and I'm working on a second one now. And it's really all about finding healing through intimacy with Christ.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, that your whole plan all along was to have a personal, intimate relationship with us. We thank you, Father, for sending, for coming in the person of Jesus Christ, you know, putting on a human body, showing us how to live the Christian life in your power, and that it's not just another code of ethics, it's not just a performance, it's not just a religion, but it's an inside job that we invite Jesus Christ to live in us and through us, full strength, and he has all the power in the universe to do it. And so we just thank you that Christianity is really Christ in us, a hope of glory. Amen.
Amen. And Carlotta, if I could say one thing, I have to confess, I was a Christian for many years before I really learned how to walk in the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
I took great pleasure in worshiping God and in ministering to Him, but I received a few prophetic words which said, there's more, Joy, there's more, there's more. And I think because I had felt, well, it's just me, you know, who am I? I didn't really understand the anointing and the power that the Lord wanted me to walk in. And I began to really seek him. And then I began to hang out around others who were walking in this anointing. And then the Lord drew my faith and caused my faith to grow. And I'm asking him to give me the kind of faith to move mountains, to raise the dead. And I have to say, God is, he's bringing me along in that journey. I've been with some amazing men and women of God. I've seen some incredible miracles. And my faith has been built. You know, it's not about me. It's not about us anyway. It's about the grace of God on our lives. And I believe, Carlotta, the more we yield ourselves to him, the more of his power and glory mm-hmm. can work through us. You know, it says, according to the power that works within you. And what I found was that my heart was, you know, just like picture a vase of flowers. You know, if you have that vase filled up with little stones and rocks and sticks, there's not as much room for the beauty of the flowers. But the more we allow God to come in and clean our hearts and heal us and take away the offenses, the little foxes, Song of Solomon calls them, that try to steal the garden of our love, as God removes all of that, you know, it's like, I believe it's Jeremiah, he talked about being like a spiritual construction worker. You know, first, before you can plant anything, you've got to root out and dig up and throw away all the junk, and then you can build something beautiful. And I believe that that's what God has done in my heart, and that's what he wants to do in all of us, because I don't know about anybody else, but I know for myself, I want all of God's power to flow through me. I don't want one little room in my house to be a room where I say, oh, no, 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 God, you can't go in that one. No, I'm sorry. This one's off limits. You know, I want all of the power of God to work through me. And there's a price to pay for that, and it's called surrender.
mm-hmm.
But I believe the more that we allow him to clean our hearts, take those offenses, take those judgments, take those ugly things out, the more he can fill our lives and like that vase, you know, fill it with the aroma of his spirit and his power. And so I'm thankful that the Lord has done a great deal of work in my heart. There's surely much more to do, but I'm thankful that I can believe God. We're actually believing God for raising the dead. We're believing God for healings more and more. We've seen some amazing things, but you know, I believe God wants to show himself off in a mighty way. And so I just encourage everyone out there really to just search your heart, you know, and ask God to show you areas that he wants to heal so that more of his power, more of his anointing can flow through you. Because we're coming to a place where it's all hands on deck. You know, there aren't Christian superstars anymore Amen. Like there used to be. But he wants to use all of us to build his kingdom. So I feel like, Esther, I feel like I am so glad I am alive right now. This is the most exciting time, and I wouldn't want to be alive in any other time of history than right now.
Amen. Amen. And we're believing God for some supernatural tonight, that we'll know what to pray for you, and we'll know what the needs of your hearts are and what God's desires for you are, what your gifts and callings are. And so that's most supernatural, when we can just be a demonstration of God's love and power and of his heart to you. So I want to encourage you, to encourage your friends to call in at 917-388-4683, 917-388-4683. We want to encourage you, if you want to receive prayer tonight, have your prayer request narrowed down to one sentence, please. No back to birth, no life histories, and don't tell us too much, because we really want to hear from the Lord what to pray for you, and I think you'll enjoy it that way too. Are you just about ready for this joy?
Amen. Lord, have your way tonight.
Amen. We have a couple callers already, And I want to encourage the others to, it's time to call now, get in the queue here, so we know who needs ministry. And you can also find recordings of previous programs where Prophet Rita was with me. She's out of town this weekend. But you can find those on www.nowfaith.tv. There's no .com to it now. It's just www.nowfaith.tv. If you click on schools and then prophetic and then go to the radio archives of radio training for prophetic ministry, then you can see the last 11 programs there. They're divided near half, in half to make it easier for you to listen to. You can download them, burn them to CD, share them. And each one has about 30 minutes of teaching, as this one does, and almost an hour and a half of ministry. And as you know, you can receive many of the words that are given that are generic, you know, that aren't specific to one person. You can receive the impartation. You can receive, drink from the anointing of God. I never tire of hearing God's voice. I just never get tired of it.
Amen. It's the most exciting thing in the world to know that our Father in heaven wants to speak to us and wants to give us little gems of wisdom, isn't it?
Amen. Amen. Well, we want you all to pray with us and for us, and those of you that are learning to hear God's voice or can hear God's voice, I'd like to encourage you just to ask God to reveal to you what you would pray for this person and see how it goes. Remember that we all only receive in part, so that doesn't mean that you would receive exactly the same thing that we receive, but it would be complimentary, and I think you'll be able to feel the witness of the Spirit as you go. And you can just have your own little activations, you know, as we go. Say, God, activate me into hearing your voice for others. I want to be able to bless other people. Okay, here they come, Joy. They're ready now. Area code 615.
Hello.
Area code 615. What is your name, please?
This is Brian.
Brian, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. We are not having quite as many rough challenges as we had last week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you have a one-sentence prayer request for us?
No, I don't, actually. I got on because I received two messages about the show tonight. And normally I only receive one, but I just felt like that God was leading me here. So join on the line.
So you don't have a request?
No, ma'am.
Well, Brian, I just thank God for you. I just thank God that you hear his voice and that you respond when God calls you. And I just hear the Father saying, son, bravo, bravo, bravo. You're just such a blessing to my heart when you respond, because it's not so much about where you are or how much you've accomplished already, but are you responding to me today? And the Father says, as Joy said, I do look to and fro for those who will agree with me, who will speak forth my word. And the Lord says, I'm just giving you special revelation, illuminating my word as you press in to my word more. You're going to find that you have extra measure, extra blessing, extra favor in the area of understanding my word, because I have messages that I want you to preach to my people. And you're going to see me bring them across your path, and you're going to know, oh, this is why God gave me that chapter. I didn't know why this morning, but I know now. And, Brian, I'm just lighting a fire under you, and it's not only a fire that will come out of your mouth for other people, but it's a purifying fire. And this generation, as the generations before, really needs that purifying fire. And the Lord says, I'm going to be working in your own heart, and where the enemy would want to put in roadblocks and trip you up and cause you to be distracted or go for deception or to be discouraged or disillusioned, the Lord says, I want to do a great and a deep work in your heart, Brian, because I want you to be the pure of heart that can see me, that can know me, and can express me purely. And the Lord says that I'm just bringing that fire that would not only fire you up, but also purify you, because I'm calling you to be that one that would be example to many, that it's worth it to be holy unto the Lord. It's worth it to be separate unto me, the Father says. I'm just calling you to be that example, and I'm gifting you and areas that as you believe me more and more, believe my written word, you're going to be able to speak my rhema word, my spoken word more to others, and you're going to see that you are becoming that light that you have prayed about, that you've wanted to be. You're becoming that light, not only to your area, but to areas beyond. And the more faithful you are with that discipline of planting that written word in your heart and speaking my spoken, my rhema word, the Lord says, I will expand your territory and I will expand the scope of your ministry. And you'll have a ministry that is not only a ministry in the marketplace, but you'll have many invitations to speak in what you would call spiritual places also. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
And Joy, would you care to add anything?
Yes, ma'am. Brian, I really had a sense as soon as I heard your voice that Daddy was saying, Daddy's proud of you. Daddy's proud of you. Daddy delights in your faith. I call him Daddy because he's our Abba. I hope that doesn't offend you. I believe Daddy's proud of and delights in your faith. It's almost as if he's looking over the balcony of heaven saying, you see my son right there? You see my son, mm-hmm. Brian? He's a man I can trust. He's a man, you know, they say when a situation occurs, you can grab it by the handle of fear or you can grab it by the handle of faith. And you're a man that grabs by the handle of faith, and that's why Daddy's proud of you. I remember a story of two boys that went into a house, and one room was filled with horse manure, you know. And one boy said, oh, my gosh, do we have to clean all this up? And the other boy said, with all this poop, I know there's got to be a pony in here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you're that man, Brian. You're that man of faith, and Daddy's proud of you. And he's saying, son, I've seen you grab the faith handle when you could have been despaired and you could have grabbed the fear handle, but you grabbed the faith handle. And he's saying, listen, and I will speak to you. And he's calling you, you know, just like Samuel ran when he thought Eli was calling him. You know, he kept running to, yes, sir, what do you have to say? Yes, sir. And Eli finally said, it's the Lord is speaking to you. And so Daddy mm-hmm. wants you to know he's proud of you. And if you'll listen to him, he's going to speak to you. It's him. It's not your mind. It's God. And that as you take him at his word, he's going to give you, you're going to be like a smooth operator. You know, like in the world, it says we're to be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. And God is going to, you know, he's put you in places of influence, and you're going to be like suave and debonair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're going to just, you're going to have the wisdom, and you're also going to have the restraint. And you're like a man of, like a deep well that people, will, you know, a wise man knows how to draw water from. So I just believe that that's the word of the Lord for you, and that Daddy's just saying he's proud of you tonight and he delights in your faith. And listen, and he will continue to speak in you, to you, and through you. Amen. Receive the word of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you relate to that, Brian?
Yes, I can a lot.
Okay.
Yes.
Bless
Thank you.
I
ladies.
Hope you'll.
God bless you.
I hope you'll send us a testimony. Let us know what God does. The email address is based on the website. It's cwl@cwlinc.com. You can also see that on our Blog Talk Radio page, cwl@cwlinc.com.
Thank
well,
you.
May God favor you and all he asks you to do.
Thank you. God bless you, ladies. Night.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you, Brian, and we'll be continuing to pray for God's all of his plans to come to pass in your life. Amen.
Amen. Woohoo! What a good daddy we have.
Oh, thank you, Lord. He is wonderful.
What a good daddy we have. Area code 340. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good night. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thanks.
What's your name?
This is Camilla.
Camilla?
Yes.
Okay. What were you starting to say?
I said I enjoy listening to your show, and I enjoy listening to the praise reports and hearing from God.
Amen. Amen. What's your prayer request tonight, Carmela?
How do I put this as a question? Well, I have a job, and I'm thankful for my job, but I'm also open to other areas and other alternatives, and I just want to know if some of the ventures that I'm considering is worthwhile, if that's something the Lord would have me do.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Carmela, I just hear the Lord saying that I've seen you researching, I've seen you looking into different things, and I am good for the direction. I'm good for it. And you'll see that you get confirmations. You're seeing me giving you confirmation, not only through leaders, but through my word and through circumstances and even in sermons and even on the radio as you listen. You're going to hear confirmations. You're going to know my direction. But I'm going to give it to you in increments, the Lord says. It's going to be in increments. It's not like one person will say, you know, apply here. But you're going to begin to hear my voice because I'm training you to not only know what my direction is for you, but how to hear my voice. And so I'll give it to you step by step. And it's almost like piece by piece, like in a puzzle. But the Lord says that my first and chief direction for you and desire for you is to be my bride. And I want you to meditate, actually journal, actually have a little, kind of like a little project on meditating on the difference between a bride and a mistress. Because the Lord says there have been many that have set examples for you in the past, and it was more like a job description, more like a mistress, more like working by the hour or something. It wasn't what the Lord says that my desires for you is to be my bride and to have that intimacy and that relationship. And that's more important to me than where you're employed and what you do for a living or even your calling, the Lord says, because I covet you as my bride. And I'm calling you into that place of intimacy, and there'll be times when you'll just kind of know you want me to spend time alone with you, Lord, don't you, more than you want to give me the answer. And the Lord says, yes, yes, I want that intimate relationship with you because that is the goal as far as I'm concerned. And the Lord says, I am giving you the direction, but I'm calling you to a place of intimacy that's far greater than you think, far more fulfilling, and you'll be that one that knows that you know that you've been in the presence of the Lord. And as you spend that quality time with me, I'm going to put my glory on you. You're going to be able to carry my presence wherever you go, whatever I ask you to do, and people will know they've been in the presence of the Lord.
Amen. I second that, Carmela. I believe God's will is, you know, it's peaceable. It's easy to be entreated. And I agree with Carlotta that God's just going to show you piece by piece. And sometimes he'll even use your family to be in agreement, you know, with the decisions that you make. But I really believe that the Lord is calling you. He's calling you to the bridal chamber, and that he wants to heal some deep hurts through your time with him. That it's like as if he's the groom saying to the bride, I want you, not just for what you can do for me or I can do for you, but just for the pleasure of our being together. Is any of this resonating with you, anything that we've said so far?
Some of it, yes.
you still part, want that ultimate direction,
piece,
right?
Piece by piece, yes.
Yeah.
I know. He doles it out sometimes, and that's just what I'm hearing that he's going to do this time. But it's okay. That doesn't mean you're missing it. It just means press into him because he just really wants that intimate relationship with you.
Yeah, and you have such a huge potential. You're so intelligent and you're so smart. And do you have a lot of book knowledge? You have a lot of degrees.
True. Yes.
Yeah, that's, I sense that. You know, and your education and all of that, it can open a lot of doors for you, you know. And God, he's going to make it clear. I mean, he's going to open the doors, you know. You're going to know that you know that you know. He knows how to turn people's hearts and minds and put your resume on the top of the pile, and he is going to do that. But it's like at the same time, he's like that poster, you know, Uncle Sam says, I want you.
That's the part that I really can relate to, because I've called before, and this isn't the first or the second time you've told me that, so I figured he figures everything else is fluff. You need to concentrate on what I really need you to concentrate on, and everything will fall into place.
He says keep the main thing, and the rest will take care of itself. Amen?
This is the third time you've told me that. So.
Wow.
Oh, maybe it's God.
Yeah. And this is the first time I've actually had a request. I mean, I've just wanted general prayer, but this is the first time I've had a request.
Mm-hmm. It's like when I try to take the personality test and fool them, and I try to give different answers, and it nails my personality anyway.
Exactly.
Well, bless you, girl. Let us know what God does, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless both of you.
Have a wonderful life.
I will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can ask God again and again. He tells you the same thing.
Isn't that interesting? And, of course, I had no idea who Camilla was, but I just sense, you know, Jesus is just such a jealous lover, and he doesn't want to share us with anyone else. And he's so kind to, again, draw his dear bride to himself.
Mm-hmm. And that's jealous in a good way.
It's okay.
It's appropriate to be jealous over what is yours. You know, what is yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you care. Oh, so many people just believe in, like, pantheism, that God's just kind of out there. He started the world, and we're all supposed to do the best we can. They have no idea how personal he is. Just no idea.
Yeah, you know, and it's like we give him praise, we give him worship, and we adore him, but then sometimes we do forget that he honestly wants to respond back to us, and he longs to whisper sweet nothings in our ear.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, I was guilty of, you know, always having Christian television on or other television or, you know, or when you pray, you just pray and you go. But sometimes we forget we need to be quiet and just listen. And many times he'll speak to us through a still small voice or even through the word. He longs to be close to us. I know it's hard to believe that, but he really, really does. He didn't need to create us, you know. I mean, Jesus and the Holy Ghost and the Father were content up in heaven, but he wanted a family because he loves us. And he desires our fellowship. You know, it's like he's waiting literally with open arms, because he longs to walk with us and talk with us.
Amen. Area code 706, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Area code 706.
Hi, is this Carlotta?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, this is Joyce.
Joyce?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time I've listened to your program, and I've really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed listening to Joy. We have a few things in common. I was raised Catholic also, and the reason why I called was I was going to ask for prayer for my smoking. I have asked the Lord to deliver me from smoking, and I heard Joy was delivered from smoking, so I thought I would ask for prayer.
Okay. Well, first thing, don't say my smoking anymore. Don't own it.
Okay.
You know, like people say, my arthritis, my heart trouble. First thing is, don't say that anymore. It's from the devil, and we don't have to own it. You know, it's his idea, and we don't have to say it's ours. So we just repent of that. Father says, I want to deliver you far more from that, Joyce. There are so many ways that the enemy has come against you, and he's pressured you, and he wanted you to be anxious, and he wanted you to doubt, and he wanted you to all kinds of things. And he set people up to kind of get in your way or to set stumbling blocks in your way and to hurt you over the years. And the Lord says, I am about tearing down every stronghold that he wanted to put in you and in your path and healing every wound. And the Lord says that I want to be your comforter. I'm the Holy Spirit. I'm your comforter, and I am wanting to be your comforter. And if, as you turn your eyes upon me, when you feel the need for comfort or something, as you turn your eyes upon me, say, okay, Holy Spirit, you want to be my comforter, show me. You know, show me. And there'll be times when I take you to my word, the Lord says, times when I take you to worship music, times when I, you know, say, well, share the request with someone, they can pray with you. You don't have to go through this alone. But the Lord says that it's not just a matter of getting rid of a crutch. It's a whole new world of coming into this personal relationship with my spirit as your comforter. And the Lord says, just as a husband would want the wife to come to him when she needs comfort or even if she needs something done, rather than go to the man down the street, you know, I want you to come to me. I want you to come to me. So I'll be happy to, you know, to help you with anything that you're addicted to besides me. But what I really want, the Lord says, is for you to come to me and for me to be your husband. Amen.
Amen. And I, you know, I don't have a specific prophetic word, but I say a hearty amen to that, Joyce. I know that smoking is a very powerful addiction, and I also agree with Carlotta that we don't want to just switch addictions. You know, he's going to give you the power to quit the smoking, but also he doesn't want you to switch addictions because he wants to be your comfort. And I remember God speaking this to me at one point in my life and saying, you know, when you feel that anxiety coming on you, choose me first. You know, many people are addicted to sex or food or, you know, smoking or crack or whatever it is, but television, you know, and God just doesn't want us to switch addictions. He wants us to be addicted to him. He wants to be the Lord and master of all. What I do see is I see a man on a white horse. You know, I see Jesus as your hero, and I see him coming to you, and it says, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. That's the name written on his thigh. And so we just speak to you in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over you. We break any addictive spirit.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God, we ask you to go to the root of that trauma that caused that anxiety, that she feels the need to go to the smoking. I really believe that's the root of it, is a trauma that brought in anxiety, and it's just a natural response to run for a cigarette. But as Carlotta says, I believe as you make that choice to run to Jesus, and for 1 or 2 or 3 minutes, just make a decision. I'm not going to run to the cigarette. I'm going to run to Jesus and specifically ask him to comfort me. And the Father is going to do that for you because he is your hero. He's your man on the white horse. And I believe to rid ourselves of addiction, we need to repent and renounce, and we also need to replace that with another habit for 21 days. And then at that point, it becomes as natural as breathing. So I just pray for God's grace for you, and I just see Jesus as your hero, that man on the white horse coming to help you, and that as you make a conscious effort to choose him and his comfort, the power of the addictive spirit will be gone.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
I think
Amen.
It's training, too, that everybody can benefit from that's listening, Joy, because I know I used to have a serious problem with anxiety. It was something that ran in our family.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they wanted me to be on Elavil or something and, you know, different things to treat it. But I learned to start focusing on Jesus, and it got so that even in the middle of the night, I would wake up and I'd be saying, thank you, Jesus. And I was able, you know, as the Holy Spirit was tutoring me and training me, I was learning that when I was anxious or threatened or afraid, to start saying, thank you, Jesus. And just the simple words like that would get my focus back on Him and His truth, and He's my anchor and all that. And it was really working. And so the Holy Spirit will show you the way He wants you to do it, Joyce. And He will empower you to do it. That's the best thing. He will empower you to do it. So we're just agreeing with you for total freedom.
Yes. Amen. And I've had anxiety as well in my past and in my family. And I know even in recent days with working with bettering my health and weight loss and things like that, it's that first response, you know, instead of the emotional eating is, you know, when you don't know what else to do, you instantly lift up a praise, and connecting with God brings His power in. And I just really think it's a conscious effort, as you say, Carlotta, to praise Him and to sing His song and to tap into His power. I know not everyone is instantly delivered. I know people that are still smoking at 70, you know, but I know that His power is there, and that He's going to give you the grace. I honestly believe that with all my heart.
And no matter what our addictions are, what we're leaning on besides Jesus, you know, for everybody that's listening, God wants to fill every area of our heart. And He wants us to know that we're complete in Him. We're lacking nothing, and not to have a scarcity mentality or, you know, a lack mentality. And so whoever you are out there, just say, Lord, show me what it is to really be baptized in Your Spirit, to be filled to overflowing, to have that peace, that understanding. And God will, you know, just keep asking Him, and He will answer. Hallelujah. Joyce, please let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you very much.
All right.
Amen. You know, our love and prayers go out to Joyce tonight. And I want to say, too, to all the listeners out there, I remember a time when I was always calling my Christian television station for prayer. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I certainly don't discourage anyone from doing that. But in my own life, God said to me, why don't you call on me first? You know, at that time I was so quick to think, oh, I have to, you know, connect my faith with someone else, you know, and that's good. Please call. We'd love to pray for you. But God was saying to me at that particular time, why don't you turn off the TV, get off the phone, and seek my face? Because Isaiah 30, if I could just read a real brief portion of that. You know, God says in Isaiah 30:15, you know, the Lord says, in returning to me, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Oh, but you would not. You said, no, we'll speed off on horses. We'll ride on our swift steeds. And, you know, and therefore those who pursue you will be swift. And so, but then He says in verse 18, but therefore the Lord earnestly waits. He looks, He expects, He longs to be gracious to you. He lifts Himself up to have mercy on you and show you loving kindness. And blessed, happy, fortunate are all who earnestly wait for Him, who expect Him, who look and long for Him, for His victory, His favor, His love, His peace, His joy, His unbroken companionship. And isn't it interesting that God said He was the man on the white horse, you know, that so often we, you know, and I've been guilty of this, we think, oh, I have so much to do, I'm going to run out and get this done and get that done, and God's just there waiting, like, okay, I'm here, my grace is here, my power is here, my love is here. But sometimes we want to run off and get a quick fix, and God's kind of left in the dust. But He's saying to us tonight, I am your man on the white horse. I'm your point man. I'm your hero. You know, if you run to me, I will help you. He delights in pouring out His help and His grace to us, doesn't He, Carlotta?
Amen. Amen. Well, let's see who else we have here. God is just pouring out His love tonight. Let's see, area code 336.
Hello.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. This is Therese.
Therese?
Yes. How are you? I've been blessed just listening to everything this evening. I actually stumbled on Crosswalk Talk through the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm convinced. And I was listening to Dr. Verkler. I think it was a replay or something, but it was beautiful. So I'm here tonight on purpose. And my heart is that I'm actually just recently returned to, you know, I believe that God's assignment is geographical.
Amen.
And I stayed in this particular area for 10 years, and I kind of dusted the dirt off the back of my heel, if you know what I mean, because they were stubborn, you know what I mean? But a lot of good, I was able to do a lot of good, and I also divorced my husband at that point because he was very disrespectful of me.
Okay, you're telling us too much now.
Too much, okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, my question is...
Prophetic people don't like to know much.
Okay, my question is, I'm trying to seek... You know, because my boys are back with my ex-husband now, okay? So now I'm trying to seek, is it truly God's will that I return to this place to finish what he placed on my heart to do? Or am I just trying to force, you know, because my heart is, you know, I'm finally open to any level of restoration he wants to make happen. But I'm just desperate because I've been out of work for a year, and I'm just trying
to figure out. You're telling us too much.
Sorry.
Okay. Therese, what I hear the Father saying is that there's a connection that I want to do. I want to connect you with someone that's going to be functioning as a real mentor in your life and is going to give you some help with these things and is going to be able to speak that wisdom into your life. It's going to be able to lay hands on you and to impart things to you, and to break the power of some of the things that are still there, still some latent wanting to pop up, you know, and embarrass you at just the wrong time. Others are active, and others are just kind of residual things where the past issues have been, it was like your buttons were pushed again by these recent things. But the Lord says, I'm bringing an opportunity for you to really connect and to be set free and to be healed in these areas. So my greatest concern isn't so much where it happens, is that who it happens with. And as you're open to me, you're going to see, oh, okay, it's so-and-so, and I'm going to be getting that healing and that restoration that I've needed in the areas where the enemy had wanted to set you up to be confused and even to say word curses as well as to have them set over you. The Lord says, I'm going to show you the keys to getting free of all that and free so that wherever I take you, you'll be able to really realize your potential in me, to understand what it is that, how to let my power flow through you, how to be a blessing to your children and to those around you. And the Lord says that I'm just doing a great work so that even your tongue will be like my tongue, that I will be able to speak through your mouth, and people will know they've heard from the Lord. They will know that it's scriptural, it's biblical, and it's such a blessing to them. And the Lord says, if you'll just surrender to me in every area, the areas where it's been hard to trust and hard to doubt because things have gone wrong and you've been hurt, and if you'll just surrender to me in every area, you'll see how I begin to redeem these experiences that you've had, and I turn them into your life message, and I'm going to put my glory on it. And just as some people like have gold dust on them, and it's just such a sign and a wonder, the Lord says, even the areas where you feel like have been a failure and were tempted to lose hope, the Lord says some of those areas are the very ones that my strength will be shown perfect. And but I just want to connect you with someone that can really help you through this. And as you share your heart with them, then even some of the forgotten places in your heart will be healed. Is that okay?
Amen.
Okay.
powerful. Thank you.
Miss Therese, the first thing that I sensed God saying was, you're a woman of excellence, you're a woman of virtue. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you get into thinking you have to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Does that resonate a little bit?
Oh, yeah. It's probably what ruined my marriage, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, I just sense like you want to get everything right all the time, and and it's not a bad thing. We all want to be right, and we all want to do the right thing and say the right thing, and but it's like I just see God like with, you know, I see the word perfect and then I see a big X through it. Like God said, "No. No, it's not about being perfect. It's about grace." And that as you take a step, you know, as you commune with God, you're just going to have a knowing down in your knower. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're just going to take a step. You know, like you can't drive a car in park, right? You have to put it in some gear if you want to move it. So as you commune with Him and just, you know, take a step, knock on a door, you know, see if there's some interest there, and things are going to just evolve through God's leading that way in His grace. And, you know, you maybe aren't going to know the whole picture. You're just going to know one step at a time. And I feel like as you listen before God in your prayer time, that He's going to just give you a step, and you take that step, and you'll get the next step, and you'll get the next step, and you'll get the
mm-hmm.
next step.
Right.
And also, too, remember grace, because, you know, if you're supposed to be in Chicago and you get on the plane to New York, God knows how to get you from New York to Chicago, certainly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I that's what I sense, that He longs to commune with you and give you just a little nudging in your heart. And really, I feel like He's saying, just relax. Will you relax? Will you trust Me? And My grace is sufficient for you, I promise.
Mm. Amen. So the move that He wants you to make is into His presence each morning. And maybe each night, too. That's the move that He wants you to focus on.
You know, some of the best advice I ever received was from a lady who had been a protege of Smith Wigglesworth. She was recently at our church, and she told me, Joy, every morning you get up, you get your bath, you get your shower, you go in your room, you anoint yourself with oil, and just lay yourself out before Me and just be quiet. And I am going to meet you there. And that's some of the best advice I could
mm-hmm.
give you. Put the anointing on you and just listen. And the Father will give you step by step. And no, you don't have to be perfect, but you just have to listen and receive His grace.
That is so true for everybody that's listening. You know, it sounds like I'm being a smart aleck, but when people say, how do you hear God so well? I said, you spend time listening. You have your pen and paper there. You value it. You're ready to write it down. So I challenge you to do that. Start journaling. See what God tells you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do that. And that's what I hear Him speaking through you is, it's okay that it's one step at a time. You know what I mean?
Right.
That it's okay. Because I'm just panicking at this point because it's been so long. But it's just confirming that it's okay.
Amen. He will lead you into the wilderness, it seems like, just like you did Jesus. But what He's doing is stripping you of everything but Himself. And when you get there, that you're strong in Him and Him alone, then there's nothing that man can do to you.
I appreciate that.
All you
Thank
need
you.
Is the Father. Amen. Have a great night.
Thank you very much.
And you.
Wow, that reminds me of a verse out of Song of Solomon. It says, who is this coming out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? I think sometimes God does purposely take us to the wilderness so that we'll really learn what it means to lean on and rely on Him.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And that's why some of our words sound a little bit the same, if you've noticed that. It's because people will, you know, invariably God will I say he kind of hangs a carrot in front of you, and so you want this. You know, you want to know what your job is going to be or what your location is going to be or who you're going to be related to, and you want that, but what he really wants is for you to say, no, Father, I want to know you the most. I want to know you the most. And when you get there and you realize that that's what it's all about, then he can tell you the other things, but he kind of uses these other things that you want to know to drive you to prayer and to listening to him. That's the pattern I see.
Amen.
Area code 919. Welcome to the program. Area code 919.
Yes, I'd like to know what the Lord has for me tonight.
What's your name?
Sheila.
Sheila. Amen. No specific request?
Well, I do, but I just want to see what God has to say that I'll... If you don't mind, and I'll give you my request.
Okay. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, I'm reminded, Sheila, of when some children were asked, what would you do if Jesus just walked right in the room? And each one had, you know, I'd hug him or I'd jump in his lap or I'd give him ice cream. Never mind, they didn't have one. But they had such a freedom about them. And, you know, they weren't worried, and they weren't thinking I'm not worthy or I'm shameful or anything like that. And the Father says, I'm just working that into your heart as you allow me, just that childlike trust in me to know how much I love you and that you are unconditionally accepted in me. And so when you think of coming into my presence here or in heaven or wherever, you'll just be full of joy. And no hesitation, and no dread, and no fear, and no doubts, and no worry. The Lord says, I'm just bringing a healing oil into your heart to clean out those things that would cause you to think that I might be anything but delighted in you, the Lord says. And I'm just bringing you to a place where you will be able to just lay hands on people as you allow me to work in your heart. You're going to be able to lay hands on other people, and they're going to be able to feel it. They're going to get that impartation. Father God really does love me with eternal love. And as they receive my perfect love, then their fears are going to go, their hang-ups are going to go, and the things that they've run to instead of me, they're going to realize I really can receive God's perfect love. And Lord says, my desire is just to have a whole epidemic of people that are just crazy in love with me and able to pass that on. And the Lord says, I would like to just really build that into your heart so that I can spread that through you, if that would be okay.
That would be okay.
Good.
Miss Sheila?
Uh-huh. Yes.
As I was praying in the Spirit for you, I saw a tractor trailer, and I saw it backing up to you, to your house. And I believe God is saying that there's a time to sow and there's a time to reap. And you've been sowing, and I believe God's saying it's time to reap. I believe he's saying your ship has come in, my dear. In Psalm 126, it says, when the Lord brought back the captives, when he restored our fortune, we were like those who were in a dream. It seemed so unreal. And our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongues with singing. And they said among the nations, the Lord's done great things for them. Well, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. And then it says that those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Those who went forth bearing seed and weeping shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bearing their sheaves. And I believe the Lord has seen the burdens of your heart, how you've sown in tears and how you've given when you didn't have much and you shared with other people. And You sowed tears, you sowed prayers, you sowed love, you sowed money, you sowed friendship, you sowed a lot of things, didn't you?
Yes, yes.
And it's reaping time, girlfriend.
Hallelujah.
It's reaping time. Ha! And we just release to you the fortunes
Amen.
That were stolen, anything you gave up to serve God, anything that you sacrificed. God says, I don't let anybody owe me anything. It's reaping time. It's reaping time. So I see that tractor trailer, and I see it backing up, and I see God's open it up and given gifts, and so it's going to be like a dream. I believe God is bringing your harvest. You know, there's a time to sow, there's a time to reap, and I believe it's reaping time. Hallelujah. Mm. So bless her, God. Give her back, restore all that was stolen, even the years that were stolen. God says, even the years that were stolen, I'm buying them back for you, my daughter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
You receive it?
And, yes, and I am moving to Charlotte, and I'm believing God for a job. Do you see anything there?
If he's taking you there, he'll provide for you there.
Yeah. Yeah, I just know that I know that he's pouring it out on you, so I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, God's lining it up for you. He's lining it up for you. And Father, we just release your provision, your Holy Spirit guidance, even the perfect timing with the job situation. And Lord, I thank you and praise you that she's not going to have to worry about a thing because you're her Father, and you've already lined it up. It says in the Word, the lines have fallen for me in pleasant places, and that's what I believe God is saying.
Amen.
He's already got you lined up.
Okay, I'm sitting here looking for a apartment right now, and I've been looking for a job in Charlotte. Because our lease, someone's taking over our lease at the 25th of August. And so I'm hoping to be out of here by no later than the 20th of August, you know, so far as job-wise and have an apartment, you know. I'm a single woman, so.
I tell you, I have experienced some things like that, so I just impart to you that miracle-working faith, because we have had situations where God has sold our house. Because we've moved four times, you know, to start training new people in new cities, four times in 10 years. And we've had situations where God sold our house within 5 days, in less than 30 days, where we have had to, in order to take that sale, we've had to literally go, you know, over 1,000 miles away, find another house within 6 days, be moved in less than 3 weeks. We've had situations where our buyer, who is very well qualified, was for some reason turned down the day of closing. And I just proclaimed to them that the Lord says, we are moving to Ohio, and that means our buyer will be approved. And they all looked at me like, that's not going to happen by tomorrow morning. And I said, it will, and we'll be on our way to Alabama when it happens, and you'll be giving me a call. So I'm going to go ahead and arrange for the money to be transferred. And it all happened just like I proclaimed it. And when we got to Ohio, the buyer wasn't there. The deed wasn't there. I said, we're going to get a good night's sleep. It'll all be in place in the morning. And it was. So you just keep declaring the will of the Lord, no matter how things look, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate
Amen.
You
Amen. Amen. We love you too.
Amen. God bless you, Sheila.
God bless you both. Okay.
Amen. God's good.
Woo. Yes, He is. He
God's
is.
Good. You know, Joy, and we're getting a little bit short on time. Would you like to give just a little bit of contact information just for those that can't stay the whole time?
Oh, certainly. You can reach the Pittsburgh House of Prayer, and feel free to leave a prayer request on our answering machine by dialing area code 412-871-0904. Again, that's 412-871-0904. You may also contact me by email, and that address is the letter J, Sunshine Joy 913@AOL.com. Again, that's J Sunshine Joy 913@AOL.com. And we'd love to pray for you. We love praying for individuals, for families, for marriages, for churches. And we'd certainly love to lift your name up before the Lord. We've seen him do amazing miracles. There's nothing too hard for our God.
Woohoo! Say it, girl.
I watched a little girl grow 4 inches one time recently in a meeting. And as people came for prayer, the minister had an angel at his side. And as people came up for prayer, the Lord would show him various maladies. And they'd step into the glory realm, and the angel would just minister the healing of the Lord to them. And we watched as this little girl grew into her. Her fingers and toes were too big for her body, and she grew into the proper size for a for a 9-year-old girl.
This
I watched
set
God
up for a miracle.
Yes, we watched God heal a deviated septum in front of our eyes. We've seen so many things. The Lord told us that as we gather for prayer, people will just come into his presence and be healed. And we've seen physical healing, tumors, knees, cancers. We've seen emotional healing. We had a gal who was repeatedly sexually assaulted by her father over and over. And we saw God come into that situation and heal her heart and show him that she was his little princess. We've just seen so many things that God has done as we linger in the glory realm. And I guess that's a theme for tonight is, you know, when you get into the glory realm, anything can happen. It's just about getting into his presence. And the Bible says there's fullness of joy in his presence, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. So when we get before the King of Glory, we just never know what he's going to do.
Amen. Amen. Well, we have a couple more callers. I want to encourage anyone else, if you want to call in tonight, to call now, because we take callers until a quarter till, and then we stop. So you need to call and get in the queue now if you care to call in. Area code 757, welcome to the program.
Hello. Hello?
Hello, we can hear you. What's your name?
Okay, my name's Greg.
Greg, do you have
yes.
a one-sentence prayer request?
Sure, just been going through a rough time recently and, you know, trying to get the Lord's help on my...
Okay. Okay. Wow. I just see the enemy's had a serious strategy against you, Greg, and he knows that you're a man worth taking down. I mean, he doesn't want to leave you standing. And he's just had a serious strategy to bring confusion into your life so that you wouldn't know exactly what is the right thing to do anyway, because you're a man that would want to do the right thing. You've made mistakes before, and you don't want to go there again. But the Lord says that I am coming in to clear that up. I don't want the enemy to drown you in guilt or shame or confusion, and I'm here to give you peace of mind and to know what is your part and what is their part. And you'll have clarity to know the times and the seasons and be able to discern the strongholds that are operating so that you'll know how to love the people and how to come against the strongholds. And the Lord says that I am good for the direction. And as you, but I just want you to have that discipline of a soldier. You know how a soldier has to get up at reveille and can't be late and, you know, has to get the orders and can't be operating on his own and has to, you know, be a team player and all those things. The Lord says, I've told you what that's about. I've shown you, and I want you to have that discipline. I want you to have that discipline because the enemy has wanted to just use you for target practice, just take you out, make a public display of his victory over you. But the Lord says, my calling is to use you to make a public display of the defeat of the enemy. But to do that, you will have to operate in this in the discipline of a soldier, because I've called you to be a Rambo or like a 007 that I can give specific assignments, and that you will take those assignments very, very seriously, not because it's in your own strength or about your ability or your power, but the Lord says, I'm honing you and training you and preparing and molding and making you so that you'll be a man I can trust to know that is my power, says the Lord, and that you'll know what your bit part is, your bit line, or if I tell you to march around it, if I tell you to proclaim something, if I tell you to just, you know, declare scriptures against the stronghold, that you'll appreciate my supernatural power, the Lord says. But because the enemy has wanted to, you know, take you down, the Lord says it's actually, if you can reframe it, let me reframe it. It's been training to be a mighty warrior, and a mighty warrior knows how to say, yes, sir.
Amen.
Right on. That's how I receive. That's right on.
Okay.
Greg?
Yes.
I believe I agree with everything that God's saying, and we say amen. And I also believe the Father is saying to you, Greg, he's saying, son, and you are my son, I'm going to make it easy for you. And I don't know about you, but I'm a blonde, so I like things easy. I like things broken down into little bite-sized pieces so I can understand. And the Father's saying, son, my son Greg, I'm going to make it easy for you. I'm going to dismantle these strongholds in your life. But, you know, the Word says they were delivered from their enemies bit by bit, little by little. And I believe God is saying, he's going to break it down for you and make it really easy for you, okay?
Yeah.
And one of the things he's saying is he wants to make you the Proverbs 31 man. Now, I know we always think of the Proverbs 31 woman, but there's the Proverbs 31 man also. So what I want to encourage you to do is to read a proverb every day, because God is going to, he's going to issue wisdom to you bit by bit, little by little, and little by little you're going to drive all these enemies out of your life. Because the Bible says the yoke is when you get tired of the yoke around your neck, you're going to perform your own deliverance, okay? And so he's saying, son, I'm going to make it easy for you. I'm going to dismantle the strongholds. I'm going to deliver you little by little. And I believe he's saying there's, you know, 31 days in most months, and he's encouraging you to tear apart and read a proverb every day, because he starts off saying, you're my son, and I love you. You're a member of my royal family. I want to give you wisdom. And as you read a proverb every day and just Selah, just pause and think about that, God's going to turn you into a Proverbs 31 man. And he just keeps emphasizing, you're my son. You're my son. You are my son. And that denotes, you know, family and kinship and also royalty. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Is this
you
writing
in the... Little by little is actually
a
word. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that the little by little was a word that he gave me early on in all this, so that's confirmation, I guess.
Amen.
Is this you writing in the chat room, or is that someone else?
No, it's not me.
Okay. All right. Well, more than one person had that issue is what I think is going on. Hallelujah. Well, Rambo, we want to hear about the mighty exploits and the power of God, okay?
Amen.
I'm glad to pass it on.
And that word is not just for men. I mean, I know God's called me to be a mighty warrior.
Amen. Amen.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Right, well,
okay, Mr. Rambo, Greg. Proverbs 31 man.
That's a contrast. I ever heard one. Thank you. Have a great night.
Yep. Thank you.
So glad you called.
Amen. So, last chance for new callers. We have one more person in the queue here, and we do have time to do another one or two, but we need you to go ahead and call now, because we don't take callers after quarter till. Area code. Oh, this is funny. I can't see it all. What happened?
Ah.
Now, who is caller that looks like 0636? Who is that? You've pushed number one. You want to be called on. And
Carlotta?
Appears, yes, who is this?
This is Lisa. Can you hear? You can hear me?
Yes. Are you on
Hi.
A regular phone, or what kind of phone gives less than 10 numbers?
It's a regular phone, but I just changed my service from one provider to another about a week ago, so I don't know if maybe something's wrong with it.
Yeah, it left
caller
off
ID
that first number. I can't imagine how it did that. All right,
know.
Lisa, do you have a prayer request tonight?
Yeah, this is the other Rambo who feels like target practice, and I'm taking Greg's word.
You want to just take Greg's word?
I'll take some encouragement of my own, but I really liked Greg's word. Let me put it that way.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Course, under my bucket.
Lisa, as soon as you called, I just sensed a romance going on.
Mm-hmm.
I just sensed that the Lord is it's almost as if he's asking you, may I have this dance, please? I just sense he's wooing you and he's romancing you tonight. Is that something that you're comfortable with?
Sure, I wish he would make it so obvious that I can't miss it.
I really sense he's asking for your hand, you know, to dance with you, and that he's wanting to woo you tonight and wanting to draw you up and away with him.
I'm ready to go.
Amen.
You know, there's a song in the Song of Songs, you know, it says, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. And then I wrote a song about that, and it says, oh, lover of my soul, your love has made me whole, and I thank you. And then it goes on to say that he put his seal on your heart.
Take
and
your
you
time.
Are,
go ahead, Joy.
And you time. Are his. You put your seal on my heart, and now I'm yours. I'm yours. You put your seal on my heart, and now I'm yours. I'm yours forever. And I just believe God's putting a seal on your heart. It's like he stamped you. Lisa is mine. She's mine, and that he's just wanting to draw you away with him. I just encourage you to read in the book of Song of Songs and let, you know, and just understand that you are the Shulamite and he is your beloved. You know, it says in Song of Songs 2:14, it's the bridegroom calling to the bride, and he's saying to her, oh, let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. And then she sings to him, okay? She sings to him the song of the Lord and sings of her love. And then she immediately follows it up with, oh, but Lord, please take away those little foxes. Those little foxes, they spoil the vineyard of our love. And so she sings her desire to him, but then she comes right back with, Lord, you know, there's these little varmints that are always trying to get in the garden and eat up the fruit. Can you relate to that at all in your life?
They seem more like woolly mammoths to me than little foxes, but yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like God, yeah, and I feel like God is saying, you know, he wants you to call out to him, take me away with you, you know, and he's saying to you, Lisa, I want to hear your voice, I want to see your face, and then, you know, and maybe you're going to respond to him, well, Lord, I have these woolly mammoths in my life, you know, and it's like there's a dance going on, and he's saying, I want to take you away, I want to romance you, and I want to remove those foxes, or in your case, the woolly mammoths, that he wants to maybe in some ways divinely remove them, and in other ways, maybe you're going to have to shoo a few out yourself, you know. But that it's all about romance. That's what I'm sensing.
Okay.
Boy, I can't add a thing to that.
And as you romance with him, he's going to drive out those things, you know, and you're going to sense his love is so real that you have the faith to move those mountains. You know, he said if you just have a little mustard seed, that's the smallest seed in the whole entire world, and yet it grows to be the biggest tree where thousands of birds can flock in. And I just feel like he's saying, as you let him romance you, as you sing the song to him and give him pleasure, that he's going to come back and basically say to you, like the king's daughter, what do you want? Up to half of the kingdom, it's yours. And then as you ask him to, he's going to drive out those foxes and those woolly mammoths. And he's going to help you to walk in victory in your life. Amen. Do you receive that, Sister Lisa?
Amen. Every word. Every word.
I'm like singing some enchanted evening over here, like there's a room full of men and all you can see is Jesus.
Oh, amen.
That's all I want to see is Jesus. I've seen so much of everything else over the last several years. So I was just screaming, just give me Jesus.
Well, it's not that they'll be gone forever. It's just that your focus will be so locked on Jesus that they're like, no count. Okay, thank you. We've got three more quickies to do here. I hope that we can do it. We'll have to pick up the pace a little bit. And area code 412, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, what's your name, please?
This is Mary.
Mary, how are you tonight?
I'm blessed. And I'm open for the both of you to pray for me.
Okay. Any specific area?
Whatever the Lord gives you.
Okay. I'm sorry we're running out of time. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just see these streamers on you, and I'm asking the Lord what that's about. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says that the enemy has planted some landmines in your path and has hidden them over with some sand. And there's some things there that you aren't aware of, but he's going to be showing you. The Lord says, I am faithful, faithful, faithful. I will show you. And whereas my word is effective, you know, to reveal not only the thoughts and intents of your heart, and I didn't say their heart, but your heart. The Lord says, I am faithful, my word is faithful, to also reveal those creatures, verse 13 says, that, and I will lay them bare and naked, and there won't be any hidden thing in you that you will know, that you will know, that you'll know, that you'll have confidence of who you are, what you're called to do, what you're supposed to say next, do next, and where the enemy has wanted to erode, erode, erode. The Lord says, I am uncovering, as you agree with me, I'm uncovering the landmines that have been put in your path. It's not your imagination, they're really there. But the Lord says, I will be faithful, as you're just in the Word a little bit more, I will be faithful to expose those creatures. He's talking about demonic spirits that have been assigned to you to take you out. The Lord says, it's not going to happen. As you agree with me, you're going to know those things that are hidden strategies against you.
Wow. Amen. Amen. And you know, I just almost see like, you know, like an explosion, and there's like all this stuff and debris flying around. But then I see the cross superimposed over it, and I see like the cross is over the chaos. And as your dance rises up, that it brings the victory. And I see the cross over the chaos. And as you dance, and your Mary Carlotta had mentioned about streamers, I believe as you dance the dance of the Lord and as you romance your king, I see the cross triumphing over the chaos
Amen.
In your life. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Father.
Amen. Amen. Clarity's coming. It's on the way, Mary.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I hope you all will let us know. Send us reports of what God does. The email again is cwl@cwlinc.com. cwl@cwlinc.com. Let's see if we can fit in two more real quick. Joy, area code 727, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, and you are?
Latasia.
Okay, amen. Amen.
Did you say Latasia?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Beautiful name.
I'll try and spell it.
Oh,
all right.
It's L-A-T-A-S-I-A. You can spell it however
I did
you
it.
Want to spell it.
Yeah, I did it. Thank you, Lord. People are always asking me, are you Carlotta all by yourself? I said, yeah, all by myself. Thank
That's
you, Lord.
Funny.
I thank you, Lord, for the hunger that you have put in this woman's heart not to stay where she is, that she is not satisfied doing the same things over and over, being caught in the same cycles and with the same things blocking her and hindering her. She wants those hindrances out of the way. She wants to know you, God. And the Lord says that I have put those desires in your heart. No, it's not a vain imagination or pride or arrogance on your part, that you want to believe that the Christian life is possible, that you can be an overcomer, that you can walk in victory day after day after day. And the Lord says, I have put that desire there, and together we will bring it about. And the Lord says, I've called you to be like a prototype, that you will be that one that I can count on to press in and press in and press in and not be satisfied with anything less than 100% agreement with me. And as you do that, I'm going to bring the people alongside you that will help you to know how to do it. And if you will commit yourself to being mentored, then you will have the help you need. You will have those people that love you enough to tell you the truth and love you too much to leave you the way you are. And the Lord says, I'm bringing resources and bringing them into view, and you'll know what they are, and I want you to enroll in my school. I mean, like, really register in my school, because I have many, many, many things that I want to reveal to you, and I want to give you my wisdom in a way that will be astounding to many, and they will know. They will know this woman knows God, and I want to know God like she knows God.
Amen. Amen, Latasia. And I just believe God saying you're a no-bones woman. You're no-bones about it. You're not playing around. You're serious. You like things, you know, speak the truth in love. Make it plain. Give it to me line upon line. And I believe God's going to give you that increase in wisdom and knowledge and his anointing so you can make it plain. And I see things written and spoken out. I don't know if it's writing books or if it's teaching others, but I'm thinking of Habakkuk, you know, write it out, write the vision out, make it plain so that others may run with it. And you like things sense, you know, making a lot of sense in order, simple, line upon line, precept upon precept, and that God's going to use you, he's going to train you and then send you out so you can make it plain so that others can run with it as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. God's good and he's going to do it. He wouldn't give you a desire and then not fulfill it. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Like, I don't know how much time like you guys have, but I was just wondering if you guys can pray for my friend's salvation to receive Christ.
Well, we just agree with you for that because we know that's God's will.
Yes.
And all
Father.
We have to do is pray about his end of it, you know, that he will receive and hear God in every way that God wants him to, and he'll have the fullness of it. Amen?
Yes. Amen, Father.
I'm just
Thank
rushing
you.
Through it because we have two more callers, but all of us, everybody listening, will agree with you on that, Latasia, and please let us know what happens.
Thank you.
Have a
Amen.
Good night.
Amen. Our love and prayers with you and your friend.
Area code 706, welcome to the program.
Hey, Carlotta, it's Hilda.
Hilda, and do you have a one-sentence prayer request?
I do. I think I would like, if it would work, if something comes up, prayer for my daughter.
Prayer for your daughter. Let's
mm-hmm.
see.
If not, whatever comes.
Okay. Hilda, I hear the Father confirming that you have poured into her and poured into her and poured into her, and even in times when you felt like you'd let her down and brought even confusion into her life by choices that you made, not to worry. The Lord says, I'm bigger than all that. I'm bigger than all that. And actually that helped her to know how to process things and how to know me better. And the Lord says that she's got these choices before her, and I'm even using those as tools to drive her to me so that she will learn how to hear me more for herself and how to choose between the things that the enemy would set up as distractions and between what is good but is not God. And I'm just putting in you, and you already have it, that faith in me, because I say unto you, Mother, that your daughter's faith will be where yours is. So not to worry. Not to worry. Her faith will be where yours is.
Thank you.
Thank Amen. You. And I just sense, Hilda, great grace. I just sense God has great grace for your daughter today, and that he's meeting her where she is. And as you've done your job, you've raised her up in the way she should go, then when she's mature, she will not follow it, and she will not stray from it. And we just release great grace
Amen.
Unto your daughter today in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you. Woo-hoo.
And just a peace. We just come against any worry on your part, any fear. And I just sense a great portion of grace to you and to your daughter today.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
I can't hear you. A little bit garbled. What'd you say, dear?
I know y'all have somebody else, so I can get out of the way. That was wonderful and encouraging.
Well, you can email. You can email. Now you've just really got me wondering. And everybody out there that needed that prayer for your children, you just grab hold of it, because I know we all have those seasons that we go through with our children. Thank you. Good night, sweetie. Okay, last caller. Let's see. Area code 336.
Wow, is that me?
I think so. Who are you?
Francis.
Francis.
Yes. I'm a first-time caller. Just happened to get an email and clicked on to listen. And mm-hmm. specifically, I am just in desperate need for a word from the Lord that my health is right. going to be restored. I have just mm-hmm. been in a battle for the last 4 years with all kinds of things happening in my body.
Okay.
My hair has come out. There's pain in my body. There's something in my blood called my ANA level that is higher, far above what is normal and what it should be, and I'm in constant severe pain, and I need a word from the Lord to know
okay.
that I'm going to survive this.
All right, you are. Okay, I hear the Lord saying that there have been some areas where the enemy has tricked you in the past into turning against yourself.
Yeah.
Just turning against yourself, and he wants you to do your own health then, with your own doubts and fears and not loving yourself. And the Lord says, I'm coming in just to say, it is not only okay to love yourself, I'm commanding you to love yourself, and I'm breaking the power of those immune problems where your body would turn against itself. But in your own heart, I want you to choose tonight to receive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Receive my choices for you the way I designed you. Receive my plans for you. Receive trust, to be able to trust me through this. Receive that I am Jehovah Rapha, your healer. And the Lord says the enemy is trying to trick you into cursing yourself, that I won't be healed, I can't see any progress, you know, I don't know if God cares to heal me, and all this. And the Lord says, I want you to make a list and repent of everything you said or thought or believed that expressed any doubt in my character, and that I would heal you, because the enemy wants to use you to curse you. It's not even that big a deal what other people have said, but we come in agreement with you tonight to break the power of word curses spoken over you, no matter who spoke them. And the enemy has wanted to set up strongholds in place that would hinder your healing. And I'm just going to add an exhortation to this tonight because we're out of time, and just say, Francis, it's strongholds that are hindering the healing. And some people I know, they're healed instantly without having to do this, but the Lord has a strategy for you to learn how to declare a scripture in such a way that he'll be able to work through you in the future to tear down strongholds. And I'd like you to look, just look on the website, do a search in the search box for tearing down personal strongholds. And because the Lord just wants to really make you a warrior in that area. And, of course, you're motivated to do it.
On that way.
Amen, Miss Francis. In Psalm 103, it says, by his blood your sins are forgiven. By his broken body, your body's healed. And I just believe God wants you to repent of any self-destruction, any self-hatred, and then even to bind those spirits. And it's like, as he's saying, to learn how to really love yourself. And I just ask you to lay your hands on yourself. Since we're not able to physically lay hands on you, we send the word of healing in Jesus' name, and we just pray God will get to the root of this and bring balance to your body in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
That's when you go.
And what is your email address again?
CWL@CWLINC.com, and Joy's is J Sunshine Joy. Is that right?
Yes. 913@AOL.com.
We want to welcome everyone to go to our website, take advantage of the articles that are there, the audios and the videos. You can find the most recent prophetic videos if you go to the nowfaith.tv, click on schools, prophetic, and then click on the radio archives. You can hear the last 11 programs already. They're already there for you, and the verses on the baptism of the Holy Spirit as well. And I hope that you'll join us in 2 weeks when we'll be coming back to talk more about hearing the voice of the Lord through prayer and for prophetic ministry and for miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. Now just join with us and Vicki Yohe as we see things. I just want you.
Go anywhere, do anything, but oh God, I just want you. I could search for earth of things to satisfy my every need. Oh God, I just want you. I just want to hear. about you. I just want to live in your presence every day.
I just